Lake Winnipesaukee stretches over 44,000 acres, and in some spots, it's 180 feet deep. Large bodies of water are usually great at dispersing pollutants, but environmental officials say they're increasingly concerned about Winnipesaukee's ability to do that. Steve Landry is Merrimack Watershed Supervisor for the Department of Environmental Services.
It's, you know, the largest lake in New Hampshire and third largest in New England, so it has a lot of buffering capacity, so to speak. But when someone in my agency is asked, you know, is Lake Winnipesaukee threatened, we say it certainly is, and that threat is growing, and it's grown substantially over the last 10 years.
Landry says the amount of phosphorus in the lake has grown from 4.9 parts per billion to 6 parts per billion. That may not seem like much, but Landry says if it reaches 8 parts per billion, the state considers it impaired.
Once a water body becomes impaired, it becomes extremely difficult to do any type of development in the watershed because you have to meet very rigorous stormwater reduction requirements from the state.
Stormwater is the primary conduit for phosphorus. Rain carries phosphorus from lawn fertilizers, septic systems, and eroded soils into the lake. Pat Tarpey with the Lakes Region Planning Commission says shorefront residents can already see its effects.
When you have excess phosphorus in the lake, you have more plant growth. So we're seeing more milfoil, we're seeing more general plant vegetation, and it can impair oxygen levels, which can affect fish habitat.
It can also lead to toxic alga blooms. The bays that surround Lake Winnipesaukee are showing the most serious signs of damage. Steve Landry says Moultonboro Bay, for example, has phosphorus levels that far exceed state standards.
Homeowners and residents that have property there are finding that their docks and their shorefront are becoming choked with weeds. So we're seeing kind of rapid lake aging in Moultonboro Inlet, and it's sort of a precursor of what we could see in other bays and areas of Lake Winnipesaukee if action isn't taken.
The state clean water standards currently apply to the entire body of water, not to individual bays. But in 2012, that will change. That's why the Lakes Region Planning Commission and 9 other organizations have come up with a management plan to attack the phosphorus problem. The first phase looks at some of those troubled bays, including Meredith, Saunders, and Paugus, which would affect Laconia, Meredith, and Guilford. And much of it boils down to how land surrounding the bays is developed. Laconia City Planner Shanna Saunders says much of the land that's left to develop in town slopes. So when it rains, erosion brings sediment filled with phosphorus into Paugus Bay.
Paugus Bay is our drinking water source, so to get a sediment plume in the intake pipe would throw the system, the water treatment plant system, all in chaos. That was really our biggest concern.
Erosion is a problem that all of the towns along these bays face. The management plan identified several sites that need restoration. Pat Tarpey with the Lakes Region Planning Commission points to one along Gunstock Brook, which leads into Saunders Bay.
The far embankment has sloughed off, eroded. We have a number of trees that have toppled into the brook.
Tarpey says there are a number of reasons erosion is happening here. Development upstream, a road constricting the natural flow of the brook. She says improving the site has the potential to reduce 149 tons of sediment and 131 pounds of phosphorus. The management plan also targets another major threat, failing septic systems. 80% of residents in Meredith and Guilford use septic systems, and without proper maintenance, they can also contribute phosphorus. That problem, and many of those identified in the management plan, won't be easy to solve. Tarpey says educating homeowners that live along the lake will be the key to reducing phosphorus. A new website, WinnipesaukeeGateway.org, was launched this week to do just that. For NHPR News, I'm Amy Quinton.